Hey, everybody. This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and I'm here with Jonathan Coulton.
Hi, everybody.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
I need some parenting advice.
Oh, parenting advice.
Yeah.
Something every parent loves to give.
I know.
I am ready.
So we're always coming up with things to do at home, to play, etc. So we are playing games. He's 5 years old. He wants to play games.
Mm-hmm.
Candyland, mm-hmm. and Old Maid, strangely, that someone gave us, which we have renamed and redone the rules of. It's now called Gold Maid. And if you get the picture of the woman, you've won.
That's lovely. I love it.
But here's the problem. My son can't lose.
He can't stand it.
If you start Candyland and the first card you get is Cinnamon Bun, it is going to be a tantrum.
Forget it.
Even in matching, if he starts to feel like you might be getting more matches, which is almost impossible, because let me tell you something else. My short-term memory, not great. But even if, par chance, I do get more, he starts changing the rules. He's like, no, now we get to go two times each person. And personally, I don't care. But then he plays with my husband, and Jonathan is like, no, you're cheating. You can't play that way. We have to play. And he is totally fine. Like, he's like, sometimes I win, sometimes, which he's right.
Yeah, he's right. That is technically how games work. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose.
So the question is, Jonathan Coulton, do I teach him how to play the game, or do we just play?
This is a great question. And this is something that I struggled with as a parent too, because unlike you, I hate to lose. I cannot stand losing. I think, you know, having a little distance on it now, I would say that there is absolutely no problem with allowing your five-year-old to cheat at games. They will have plenty of time in their lives to realize that life is not fair and you don't always win. That lesson happens automatically. You don't need to teach them right away.
You don't need to reinforce it every day.
Yeah. I will also say this. If your husband is interested in teaching your son about games and winning and losing, which I think is totally reasonable, another way he could do it that would perhaps be less contentious is to model being a gracious loser.
Yeah, the other day I was working in the bedroom and they were playing. I know, I'm so excited. I was working in the corner of my bedroom where I've set up a tripod with a piece of plywood on it that is my desk. And they were playing Gold Maid in the main room. And I just heard this very aggressive, in unison, them going, "Thank you, good game." You know what? My conclusion is, based on this, that I am, I'm going to do what I love doing. I'm going to let my son win. A gift.
Yeah.
That is my gift to him for the holidays.
He appreciates it. All right. But here's the thing. That is fine for a five-year-old. I fully support that as a parenting strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are adults. I'm going to insist that on this show, we play strictly by the rules.
Huh.
All right?
Nah, I'm going to let everyone win.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and good sportsmanship. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Coulton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. Today's show is one of a kind. The hilarious Richard Kind will play games with comedian Ray Ellen. Also, actor and former pro football player Nnamdi Asamoah joins me for a fourth quarter Hail Mary interview. And we'll start things off with two of our favorite returning friend-testants. So let's play some games.